I just want to be sure, because you know how things get in Pacifica. In every station, there are people who just like other people and take on. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but there are people who say, oh, look, here's this thing, and it's being violated by this. So I just want to be sure that it really is that clear and accomplishes what it needs to.
Okay, Matt, right.
Can
that,
I speak to
that? You know, the issue of people liking people, I mean, that's, you know, I think that the people on this finance committee have like gone above that juvenile response of people not liking people. And when I hear that argument, you know, it takes me back to junior high. You know, I think all of us try here to try to support the mission and try to serve our fiduciary responsibilities, that when we get listener support, you know, we want to protect the foundation. And if we see something that we see as a clear violation and we bring it forward, you know, we're bringing it forward not because of whether you like someone or not, because I was actually accused of not liking the person who's doing this, and my counter was that, you know, I like the person very well. I believe the person likes me. And it's that, and that in the future, I hope I don't have to speak to that type of issue in when I'm taking care of foundation business. I mean, again, that's you know, unfortunate, Dave, you're right, that's exactly the argument that people have used. But, you know, hopefully, you know, we can go beyond that and not encourage people who bring forward those juvenile arguments.
I wasn't arguing anything about this committee. What I was saying is...
Oh, no, I know. I'm just saying that, you know, I know you were repeating what was actually said there at the PNB meeting, and that's I'm saying that, you know, perhaps that, you know, that in the future that we can, like, not encourage that type of behavior and responses to issues where we're trying to protect the foundation and serve out our responsibilities versus, you know, denigrating into something that's, you know, more on a junior high level versus the protecting a foundation like Pacifica.
I understand. I just want to clarify. The point is so that everybody everywhere can be really clear on what the thing means, so that there aren't folks going around at the stations finding examples of things that violate or apparently violate the motion that we were or were not aware of when it was crafted, so that would cause further conflict down the line. That was all I wanted to do. It wasn't a statement about our own, you know, juvenile behavior on this call. I think we're doing quite well, as a matter of fact. But
that's exactly what I said, Dave. That's exactly what I said. And I'm saying that, you know, the argument that you put forth is an argument that was raised there at the PNB meeting when we discussed this, and that
it's been addressed.
It was, and the person who actually raised that as an issue, you know, there was some conciliation after that he was speaking from like incorrect information, and that you know, basically saying things that had been repeated to him without things that were not factual. Which,
great. Okay. Is there further discussion on this?
Can we have unanimous consent?
I heard somebody trying to speak. Who was that?
No. I'm in support of the motion, but I just want to say I appreciated Dave making that point, even though it should be obvious, but just to, you know, people can manipulate the facts and the rules for their own purposes. But so I appreciate it, but I'm in support of the motion now that it's clear.
Lonnie, was that you? I heard.
But on the Lonnie here, a couple of questions.
Go ahead.
Well, is anyone on the call aware of other individuals who are being paid to pitch? How is this widespread, or is this local?
I've heard rumors, but I don't know, and I couldn't even tell you the names.
Dave, you know anyone? You sound like you might know someone. Is someone else getting paid to do on-air pitching, is my question.
I not that I know of. I don't know, is anybody at any other station aware of it?
I haven't heard it at BAI.
Okay, so now, the second question that I have is, if the on-air person is hired on as a consultant, does that change the dynamic of the motion?
This is Lauren. You know, if the person is hired as a consultant, you know, if that's what the general manager chooses to do, then that's what that person can do. And if that's, you know, that's
But I hope they weren't hired as a consultant to pitch.
that's what I'm trying to get
no,
at.
No. And that would just be throwing, to me, we're a governing board. We're trying to make a policy. To my understanding, it's unprecedented in Pacifica history that this particular situation came up. And I totally laud and support that LaVarna is saying, let's put a policy in place so that this never comes up again.
Okay. Now, third question is that this is actually two policies. There's a one against on-air pitching, but the sentence that jumps out for me is that the Pacifica Foundation, shall not allow members to benefit or inure from earnings of the foundation, or exchanging, eliminating out the pitch language, or exchanging cash or other assets which may include airtime premiums or equipment in violation of the bylaws of the foundation. That part I support. That's also required of us by law. That relates to Plugola and Payola, clearly. And our bylaws, and the FCC regs. So I think that the motion has a clear core that is already required of us, and this sort of reaffirms it. So I just
want to... Thank you, Lonnie. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I mean? Does it make any sense? Or?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. And that paying the pitch would be part of that, would be a violation of that.
Yeah. So... whose motion, Marnie or LaVarna? Whose motion should we be considering it to be? So the question is, if they hired the person as a consultant and they ended up pitching, it would be a violation of the motion. I'm just trying to get clear on that.
If the person is hired as a consultant to pitch, it would violate the motion.
Okay.
But you know, if the person is paid as a consultant to raise funds for, you know, doing other things, but not just to come on the air to pay the pitch. Because we're trying to go that, you know, this. If you do that, I mean, you're going toward almost like a commercial enterprise. You're going toward NPR, you know. Here is person X come from whatever company, and that, you know, we're asking you to send in funds. It's borders on commercialization.
Okay, I'm clear.
May I ask for unanimous consent?
Well, let me read you how I wrote it for the minutes. A motion by Tattersall that the National Finance Committee support the following motion presented to the Pacifica National Board, and that support be communicated to the PNB prior to their next scheduled regular meeting. And then the motion. Is that okay?
Okay with me. Is it okay with you, LaVarna?
Sure.
May we have unanimous consent? Oh, I'm sorry, that's not my place to ask. Excuse me.
Oh, it's okay. I was muted. Sorry, I was trying to get off. Is there any objection to the motion as Casey read it? Okay, hearing none, then it's adopted. Was there any other new business that you had? I mean, that was old business.
I did, but we're over time, and we should respect the overtime, and we'll catch up the rest on December 1.
We call it. Could we request that it be item 1 on the agenda?
Item 1? I don't even know what it is. I'm sorry, I don't remember.
There are two other motions I have. One is that all general manager expense reimbursements must first be submitted via expense reports with receipts attached for approval to the ED or the CFO in the ED's absence before these general manager expenses are reimbursed. And the other one was the role and authority of the CFO includes a dotted line reporting relationship from the station business managers to the CFO.
I'd really like not to make those the first order of business because I think the other stuff we're dealing with is much bigger, and we will get to those. We'll make a commitment. They'll be part. They've been introduced now in new business. We just heard them. So they'll be in old business. But they do amount to... You know, as far as I can tell, those things are under the operational control of the management until the board forms policy on it. So I would like to not make it the first item of business. I at least want to have a little discussion about those things. And I just think that stuff we've done on calendaring things, the goals, the reviews of financials, and the rest of it are just larger issue things for us. I'll defer if other people would like it put first on the agenda, but that would be my feeling.
Well, I would like today to be at least at the top of the agenda, second or third. I think these are crucial issues, and they speak to real problems we're having.
Can I hear from other people on the committee?
I think they can be disposed of quickly.
I agree too. It should be near the top because we do need to take care of these things. And I have another comment at the end though, if it's not related to that.
Okay. Anybody else? All right. Well, since I haven't heard any support for my position, I'll go ahead and schedule it near the top of the agenda. But I will need Casey to get that note, those notes from you, because there's no way I can keep all this stuff. So that I remember to do it, and if I don't, please remind me. Okay, LaVon, you said you had something.
Yeah, I should have said this when Teresa's on the line, that, you know, the whole Houston group did an excellent job with the PNB, but Teresa was like a terrific host in terms of trying to get things done, getting people to the airport, and also just entertaining. And So again, you know, when you start talking about expenses for the Houston meeting, I haven't submitted an expense report, but I guess I could. But she really did a lot of stuff to make people comfortable and entertain.
Here, here. I second that. They did a wonderful job in Houston. I really did feel it went very well in terms of how it actually came off.
And I also, if we're giving kudos, I understand that Lynn Magno did a wonderful job of doing the nuts and bolts organizing from the Pacifica side of things.
Absolutely. I think that all of it together, you know, I'll just say this was the first Pacifica National Board meeting that went smoothly like that since I've been on board. I mean, it really was. And I think Lynn was really, you know, a professional person in there. She did the work. And then the Houston group was there, too. So I really applaud Lynn for doing such an excellent job. It was good that, Lonnie, we do have an exposure to your staff because they're wonderful people.
I'm telling you. Anyway, can I move to adjourn, Mr. Chair?
Please do.
Okay, good night, all.
Good night.
Good night, buddy. Thank you.
Night.
Hello.